Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Cameron and I'm going to give you a brief review of the IPOs from the London Stock Exchange during the week ending 13th November 2015. Right, so let's get started. Reasonably busy week in London, we've had four main market IPOs. Centerra Energy came to the main market on the 10th, a company formed to undertake a single acquisition of a target company or business in the oil and gas sector. It was advised by Bowman Cornish, Optiva Securities and Dowgate Capital and raised $1.1 million with a market cap of $1.4 million on admission. The IPO price was 5p and on the first day of dealings the shares were up 7.5%. McCarthy & Stone PLC came to the main market on the 11th of November, the UK's leading retirement house builder. They were advised by Rothschild, Deutsche, Goldman Sachs and Jefferies and raised £336 million with a market cap and admission of £967 million. The IPO price was 180p and on the first day of unconditional dealings, the shares were up 15% on the offer price. Georgia Healthcare Group PLC came to the main market on the 12th of November. The market leader in healthcare services provision in Georgia, they were advised by Citigroup and Jefferies and raised $66 million with a market cap of $218 million on admission. The IPO price was 170p and on the first day of unconditional dealings the shares were up 8.2%. The Gym Group PLC came to the main market on the 12th of November, a leading operator of low-cost gyms in the UK. They were advised by Barclays, Numis and Peel Hunt and raised $125 million with a market cap of $250 million on admission. The IPO price was 195p and on the first day of unconditional dealings the shares were up 4.4%. There were two intention to float announcements this week on the main market. They were Bluebird Merchant Ventures Limited, which is a commercially driven natural resource company with assets and investments in mineral resource projects in the Philippines. They were being advised by Optiva. The other ITF was CC Japan Income and Growth Trust PLC, a high conviction long only fund invested primarily in Japanese equities, quoted on the recognized exchanges in Japan. They are being advised by Peel Hunt. Now, a quick look at the health of the IPO market in general. Now, in comparison to last year, we can see on AIM so far this year, there have been 21 intention to float announcements compared to 42 during the same period last year. Similarly, main market ITFs are down 43 this year compared to 53 during the same period last year. In terms of IPOs on AIM so far this year, we've had 30 compared to 69 at the same point last year, a 57% drop. On the main market, not so bad, 50 compared to 54 last year, an 8% drop. In terms of funds raised, £498 million has been raised on AIM, which is way down on last year, where we have had, at this stage, over £2.1 billion raised. That is down 76%. Not so much of a pronounced decline on the main market, but significantly down nonetheless, where we've had £10.9 billion raised this year in comparison to £12.6 billion during the same period in 2014. And that's all, folks. All this information is collected by myself and is not official data, although I do try and reconcile the stats at the end of the month from the LSE website. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will speak to you again soon. My name's Jamie Cameron. Take care.